And welcome back. It is midday. I'm Tom Hall. Joining me now, Congressman Elijah Cummings. He's on the line from Washington, D.C. He represents the 7th District, which includes parts of Baltimore City, Ellicott City, Columbia, Northern Baltimore County. He is the ranking member of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Congressman, welcome back to Midday. It's good to talk to you.
Tom, it's good to be with you.
First of all, sir, you've had some challenges medically and health-wise in your personal life. You've had a couple of hospitalizations. How you feeling?
I feel great, Tom. Just still in a little bit of pain. It started off with an aortic valve replacement, which went fine. And then my body kind of turned against itself. It developed a serious form of gout. And I spent a lot of time, and then I had to have two operations on my knee, two very serious operations, because then it became infected. It's like a domino effect. But now I am scheduled to go back. I'll be in Washington full-time next Tuesday, and so I'm very excited about that.
Well, we're glad you're feeling better, and continue good luck as you recover.
Thank you, Tom.
Let's talk about a couple things. First of all, you have a job fair coming up.
Yeah.
This is something you run every year. Tell folks what that's all about.
Yeah, thank you for giving me this opportunity. For 21 years now, we have been sponsoring a job fair in the district. Tom, let me tell you something. If we do not have jobs, if people do not have jobs, it's no way that all of Baltimore and our region can rise together. And so we're having a job fair with 104 employers, all of which are offering benefits. And they're going to be at Morgan this coming Monday, the 9th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the field house, the Hill Field House. And again, it's absolutely free. We will also have folks there who will be helping people with resumes. We will have computers available so that people can do make application online, because some of these jobs require online applications. We'll have other specialists there to talk about reentry and how people can reenter the job market after perhaps being incarcerated or if they have a record. And we'll have a lot of opportunities for people who may feel that they need further training or further education. We'll have people to talk and counsel the participants with regard to those things, because it's not a question of whether they're the jobs. The jobs are out there, Tom. The question is whether people are prepared for those jobs.
Sure, and we hear a lot about the unemployment rate being at historic lows. I mean, it's as low as it's been in 20-some years. It's just over 4%. But for people in the African-American community, that is not the case. It's not by any means as low in the African-American community in particular as it is nationwide. What are the things that need to happen legislatively at the congressional level that can help bump that number of black unemployment down further?
Great question. One of the things that we've got to do, Tom, is we have to have training dollars to help people who may have strayed off the straight and narrow path, help them to get the training that they need to take advantage of these jobs. There are a lot of IT opportunities, a lot of opportunities in the area of healthcare. And I could go and cyber security, things of that nature. But a lot of people need the training. So we need, number one, that training. And number two, another thing that we need is to be supportive of our community colleges. That is, our state government and federal have to be supportive of those institutions, because they, a lot of times, can provide specialized training for various jobs. We've seen that in several situations where a company comes in and they say, we need X amount of people for X amount of jobs, but they got to have certain training. A lot of times the community college can cater their course offerings to accommodate those folks so that they can be prepared for the jobs. Another thing that that doesn't have a lot to do with legislation, but it is important, is we've got to address this whole opioid and drug situation. There's no need to be discussing this issue and not address the elephant in the room. And when you talk to employers, a lot of times they will tell us that some people cannot, a lot of people, cannot pass a drug test. That's very, very significant. I mean, if you talk to our fire department, who will be there on Monday, our police department, who will also be there, they will tell you that, sadly, it's very difficult for them to get an applicant through the initial process of becoming a police officer or fireman because of the drug test. And so that's so I said that it is related in some way to legislation. We've got to do even more with regard to this opioid crisis. Elizabeth Warren and I have been working on some proposals to address this issue of opioid and to abuse and effectively dealing with it. But I got to tell you, we those are the kinds of things that we've got to be addressing.
Yeah, and Congressman, you and Senator Warren published a piece in USA Today a few days ago calling for a sort of massive, you know, total approach to this in the vein of the Ryan White Care Act,
right,
which was a response to the HIV/AIDS crisis,
right,
in the 1980s. The opioid epidemic is affecting districts of every one of your colleagues in the Congress.
That's right.
Is there any sense that you and Senator Warren have that there is a mood shift in Congress that says, you know, this opioid crisis is something that needs to be dealt with in a comprehensive way at the federal level with some serious financial investment?
I think that I don't think President Trump has done enough, but I also at the same time am hopeful because I'm seeing more and more of my colleagues, no matter whether they come from rural areas or whether they're black or white, Hispanic and otherwise, they are now coming together because, you know, what they are seeing is these problems cropping up in their districts. They're also seeing that it's costing their local the cities and the counties in their districts a lot of money. Let me give you one thing that you wouldn't even think about in this regard. From a cost standpoint, something like foster care is significant. You know why? Because people are overdosing. Others are on drugs, cannot support their families, and so the cost of foster care is going up. And so what we've got to do is we've got to address this like we address the AIDS crisis. As you may know, the Gallo Institute in downtown Baltimore has gotten HIV to a point where it's almost you can't even detect the virus in a person that has AIDS. And which is phenomenal. But it took a full force, complete effort, and funding to do that. And so we've got to make sure that we, number one, provide the types of services that people need when they're trying to address this opioid crisis. We also have to make sure that we try to take the stigma away from it. A lot of people don't come for treatment, for example, because they feel that people will look down upon them. And we've got to work on that because that's very, very significant because there are a lot of people out here that really need the treatment but are not getting it. But then that leads to the other thing. You got to have the treatment. And, again, that calls for treatment dollars. And I think this administration could do more. That is the Trump administration. But I can tell you that I am feeling more and more confident because we're finding that opioids and other drugs have become a subject for a number of communities.
Yeah, it's certainly by no means limited here in Maryland. Well, Congressman, I'm sorry we are out of time. That's all we can talk about today, but I look forward to your continued good health and the next time you can come back to the studio and have a longer conversation.
All right, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Congressman Elijah Cummings, he represents the 7th District here in Maryland. He's the ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. The annual job fair is Monday from 9 to 2 at the Hill Fieldhouse at Morgan State, and we've got a link at WIPR.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's Midday at the Movies, plus a theater review with J. Wynn Russick. We want to thank Dangerously Delicious Pies for lunch today. They've got locations at 2839 O'Donnell Street on the square in Canton and at 810 West 36th Street in Hamden. Their menu includes a large variety of homemade sweet and savory pies and quiches. They're online at dangerouspiesbalt.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.